Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 336 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Chelsea Coulter. Woo! Chelsea's in the chat. We got a big all caps. What a very special episode to sponsor, because honestly, like, our patrons made our big announcement happen. Mm-hmm. We made some big changes in our space. And so right now, for our Discord patrons, we are recording in our very newly remodeled podcast space.
Like, truly remodeled. Like, yeah. Truly, in all essence of the word.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Guys, Tiffany gave me the green light, and I just ordered stuff. I was like...
And it worked out.
I got this.
It worked out. Oddly enough, like... For those of you, we can take a picture of it. We have like the most plush rug underneath this couch that we have. We're in a couch space, so it's more like book club Cash. Style. Like we should be. We would be chilling on a couch if this was, you know, just regular day. The rug we found just like perfectly goes with the couch, and we've got pillows vibes. Honestly, Megan, big shout out to you for picking almost every single thing and
truly
putting it all together. Shout out to Ohio Brandon.
Yeah.
And our bestie, sincerely, Kayla Don, for coming over and just being like the best village we could ever ask for. Best friends, found family. And
poor Brandon, we're like, can you help us paint? And then like he painted, and I mean we all painted, but he helped paint. And
I did not also, paint. Oh, I didn't paint a lick.
And then also like we're like, oh yeah, we have like a bunch of furniture to put together.
I was like, can you come to our apartment and help me carry it?
It was just like great.
Build it.
You did amazing. No complaint.
Honestly, and then Katie and Carrie for doing the picture hanging and figuring out where all of this goes. It looks like Hogwarts behind us.
Mm-hmm. If anybody remembers when Katie and I lived in Florida, a lot of the stuff that's hanging on the wall was hanging behind us in our podcast space in Florida. But we just like didn't have anywhere to hang it in our new apartment in Cleveland. So it's just been sitting in our storage unit. And I'm so happy that it's hanging on a wall again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, a lot so of it's fan made stuff. Like,
yeah.
We've got our Patronuses behind us that are...
From Lexi. Lexi. Danny DeVito.
And this is from Kent. I can't remember who made that.
I can't remember. Some,
a vendor from Kent. Like a lot of it is from.
This Deathly Hallows symbol over there is from our friend Kara. Mm-hmm.
I've got Squishmallows from a student this year.
That's so cute.
I've got a Phoenix from Ironton.
It's stuff we've acquired over the years that we just like haven't had a space like this to hang it or put it in. Mm-hmm. So it feels really good to have it on display.
It really does.
Your grandpa's Dumbledore is watching.
My grandpa's Dumbledore. We've got stuff from my grandma's house. Hold on. We got to do
Steamboat Willie.
He just wants to take a nap.
We have a little hidden Mickey.
A hidden Mickey for us that's not hidden anymore. But yeah, so it's really, it feels like us.
It does.
So thank you to all of you for supporting us and enabling us to create a space with this vibe to bring back to you. We've got a new mixer here. I'm sure that we sound a lot better.
A new camera.
We've got a new camera for better quality video. So just honestly, like, thank you to all of you because you are very much a part of this transformation. And we appreciate you all very much and love you very much. And honestly, if you're not a patron and you're listening to this and you're like, oh man, I wish I could be. One of the best ways that you can support our podcast without even like sending us a dime is to engage with our content and share our content. So what that means is like downloading the episodes. That's huge. We get so much from just those download numbers. If you go on social media, Facebook and Instagram, like whatever we post, comment on whatever we post, save it with that little flag.
Share it to your story.
Send it to somebody. And just word of mouth. Like if you like this podcast,
share it with a friend.
Share it with a friend, honestly. And then that's more bonding for all of you. I know that, you know, I've shared stuff with my friends and it's just nice to have extra things to bond over, whether it be books, movies, video games, what have you.
Would you say it's nice to have a friend?
Is that a Taylor Swift thing?
Sure is.
Okay. Mark your cards.
To have a friend. Of Dorothea.
So anyways, long story short, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to everybody who helped us like in person as well.
All right. Thanks for all the love in the Discord.
Yes. Lots of love in the Discord today. Feels good. Okay. Having said all of that, today we will be discussing part 2 of chapter 12. That's a magical number. Of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Magic is might. So make sure that you have read the chapter. And you're ready to flush your way through the details. I don't know what she's doing, but it sounds like what James does for Big Strong John from The Wiggles. He goes, ooh, ah, ooh.
I was thinking might.
All right.
And well, I was also picturing the statue that we're going to talk about.
Gross.
It's you, sweet cheeks.
It's time for the recap.
Oh, all right.
I wasn't expecting
recap.
That. Megan's wearing the recap hat for those of you who cannot see her. So I told her she had to do it today.
That second part was my favorite. Recap.
I literally pulled that out of nowhere.
I'm proud of you.
Yep. Pulled out of thin air like thin magic.
Thin air.
I just love you.
Oh. I thought you were telling me that I was sitting up too straight or something.
No, that was another time. All right. Recap.
Yes.
Some time has passed. The trio have been taking turns scouting out the entrance to the ministry, gathering as much info as they can to form a plan to steal that locket from Umbridge. To steal the stolen, then stolen again. Stolen locket, right?
I don't know.
Stolen from Voldemort, stolen from Creature, stolen from Mundungus. Three.
He stole it from, what's her face?
Four.
Dang. That's not magic.
Nope. Ruined it. Creature is a different elf. He's all clean and pleased to make them meals and take care of the house. His ear fluff is looking fab. And Harry shocks Ron and Hermione by saying he thinks they should put their plan into action tomorrow. And we're going to talk about that today.
Tomorrow. What?
I don't know. Timmy gave me a look.
It was funny. It was dad. It was super dad.
Dad vibes.
Dad vibes for
Not
sure.
Not a dad bod. It's a father figure.
Father's Day is coming up. Fun fact, Father's Day is James's birthday this year.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. Would you look at it? Okay. Shall we begin?
Yep.
Cool. So, Harry's scar is quite painful at this point, right? So he stands up and he's trying to hide from Hermione because she has certain feelings about, you know, him sharing thoughts, feelings, anything with Voldemort. And he's not really trying to have that kind of a conversation right now. And Creature's like all worried about him. Like, he didn't finish his stew. Do you want the treacle tart? Like that you like that he favors so much, that Master Harry like favors so much. Oh. And isn't it sweet that he's like knows Harry's favorites?
Yeah.
And I like cute. That. And he's like, can I make you something else? And he's like, no. I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
And I want to try treacle tart.
You made it, didn't you?
I think that Sarah made it once. But I don't remember trying it.
What was the thing that was lit on fire in that
week? That was the Christmas pudding.
That was...
And it lit the floor on fire?
It lit the floor on fire.
It was not safe.
Fire fell.
Well, that's because we should have lit it once it was where it was going. We shouldn't have lit it and then carried it to where we wanted it.
To the living room.
Actual flame fell from the dessert.
It did. That was to the dumb.
Floor. Oh my gosh. So we've Hermione, learned. This she doesn't miss a beat with this. She's watching him suspiciously. It's very sus, as the kids would say these days. Right?
Yes.
So Harry hurries up the stairs. He goes into the bathroom and he bolts the door. And he's in so much pain that he slumps over the black basin and he closes his eyes. And I just think this whole bathroom is a freaking vibe and I love it. It's black, first of all. Like, how awesome does that look?
And that just means you can get away with not cleaning it longer.
That was not my thought.
You know why?
Hooli House has
Hooli
House has black toilets, and it freaks me out.
Black toilets?
Yeah. It's like you're peeing into a void.
Oh, the bowl is black.
The whole toilet is black.
Oh,
isn't that weird? Hooli House is a restaurant in Northeast Ohio. For anybody who's wondering,
the Hooli House. But the basin has, quote, open mouth serpents for the taps. And that's that cool. Gives me major Chamber of Secrets entrance vibes.
That's Slither Sick.
That's sick, man.
Slither Sick.
Snakes. Serpents.
Let me just get my Tommy wand.
Rokash.
Snakes.
I thought you were going to do the Vita Canini.
She like, killed you, by the way.
Snakes. Cool, man.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You can read my part.
I had to reorient myself because I completely forgot where, because we were supposed to record this last time.
Yeah.
And I like forgot where we were at in the chapter.
Yeah. Same. So, yeah.
Anyway.
So Harry gives in to this pain, right? He slips into the mind of Voldemort and Voldemort's on his journey to find another wand maker to tell him what happens when Harry's wand met Lucius's wand. And what's he going to do about obtaining this elder wand, right? Quote, he was gliding along a twilight street.
Like twilight?
At midnight.
Like, where you been, Loca?
Yeah, like that. Spider monkey.
So the Voldemort's a secret closeted Twilight fan?
I think so.
He's a Twihard.
He only travels at Twilight.
Tom is a Twihard.
Tommy the Twihard.
Twihard Tom! Twihard. Episode title.
Twihard Tom.
Continuing the quote, the buildings on either side of him had high timbered gables. They looked like gingerbread houses. Also, that's adorable. He approached one of them. Then saw the whiteness of his own long-fingered hand against the door. He knocked.
I hate that.
I know.
He felt a mounting excitement. The door opened. A laughing woman stood there. Her face fell as she looked into Harry's face. Not Harry's face, but actually Voldemort's face. But that's what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. Literally Harry's face. Humor gone, terror replacing it. Grigorovich, said a high, cold voice. She shook her head. She was trying to close the door. A white hand held it steady, prevented her shutting him out. I want Grigorovich. I don't know how to read this. Want air something or another. I can't read that.
What?
Is that German?
It's German.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Lottie?
Hold on. I'm just going to try to do a bad Google Translate.
Please do it. We will pause for Google Translate.
Probably he doesn't live here.
I know, but I want to say
He's not here.
That's what it says. He's not here.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think she says it in English right after. He no live here.
He doesn't live here anymore.
Okay, so she says that in German. And then I'm going to try and read it like Jim Dale. Because this is kind of sad. And by kind of, I mean it's really sad.
As you laugh.
She
this is pretty sad.
She cried, shaking her head. He no live here. He no live here. I know him not. Abandoning the attempt to close the door, she began to back away down the dark hall. And Harry followed, gliding toward her. His long-fingered hand had drawn his wand. Where is he? More German. She says, he move. I know not. I know not. German. I don't want to read it and mess it up and sound.
I know. It just makes me laugh. That translates to, I don't know that. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. I know not. He raised the wand. She screamed. Two young children came running into the hall. She tried to shield them with her arms. There was a flash of green light. That's very Lily-esque, obviously, especially with the arms shielding wide.
Yep.
I don't know. It's awful. And we don't see him be so blatantly out in the open murderous towards innocent people in that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody that we've seen him interact with in torture and what have you, besides Cedric, which he really didn't cast that curse, has been like order member or his own Death Eater people that he's torturing and stuff like that. And we haven't seen just like the needless, not that murder is needed, but like a war type of situation where it's just, you're there, you're dead.
It's very reminiscent of that scene
from
Crimes of Grindelwald.
You're in my head.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't watched that movie since because that made me feel so...
It's awful.
Awful.
That scene was so icky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Because totally. That's how they are.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
But so this is so reminiscent of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wonder if that was drawn upon in writing the screenplay.
Maybe.
Because the same people worked on them, right?
Yeah, I enjoy connections like that. So Harry comes back into his own present when he hears Hermione yelling his name outside the door. And he
Hermione, leave me alone, I'm pooping!
I don't like thinking about the fact that Harry Potter poops.
Harry Pooper.
I don't like that. I'm like, I know that he does. Like, obviously everyone does.
Oh my gosh.
But like, they go camping for a long time. Like, does he dig a hole in the forest?
They just magic it away.
But then why do they ever need bathrooms?
I don't know.
Bothers me.
Societal norms.
I know he grew up a muggle.
I don't know what to say.
It's just weird, that's all.
Okay, that's
like
fair.
I don't like thinking of them digging a hole.
Even though everyone poops, guys. Everyone poops.
Everyone poops.
Yep.
Including Tiffany.
Yeah. Especially me. Hot snakes and bubble gut. It's been said on the pod before. Ain't no shame.
Business calls.
Harry's like, oh, shoot, I know that I was shouting. So he unlocks the door, and Hermione's, like, pressed up against it. So when he opens it, she falls, like, through the threshold. And both of them are, like, Ron and Hermione are so unnerved by what was happening that Ron was actually checking the corners of the bathroom to make sure that Harry was alone and he wasn't, like, dueling someone or somebody else was in there. And Hermione goes... What you doing? And he goes, what do you think I was doing?
So I'm saying, pooping.
Go away, pooping. And so Ron's good like, well, pooping. You're yelling your head off.
Good job pooping.
Oh my gosh. And Harry's like, oh yeah, I must have like dozed off.
Uh-huh.
Please, nobody is buying this. Why are you doing this anymore? And she's like, no. I'm not having any of this. Harry, please don't insult our intelligence, said Hermione, taking deep breaths. We know your scar hurt downstairs and you're white as a sheet. Harry sat down on the edge of the bath. Fine. I've just seen Voldemort murdering a woman. By now, he probably killed her whole family, and he didn't need to. It was Cedric all over again. They were just there. And then Cedric is at the forefront of his mind here. And I don't think that's necessarily like a one-off thing, especially because of what we see during the cursed child times.
That hung around with him for life.
Yes. And I think that just because we don't see it on page of him thinking about Cedric during their whole like wartime with the second war, I think he probably thinks about him more than just this instance. And Hermione's first reaction is to scold him, which I'm sorry, Hermione. I don't like that. Like, I know that you are scared, but you don't need to go like that hard, especially with something that he can't actually help.
But she thinks he can.
She does.
Well, let me get into that. I think that
she doesn't believe that he really struggles with it.
Let's talk about it because I have reasons. Okay. Quote, Dumbledore wanted you to use occlumency. He thought the connection was dangerous. Voldemort can use it, Harry. What good is it to watch him kill and torture? How can it help? And I'll talk about what I think about that too. But the interesting thing here that I was thinking about is that we know that occlumency was instructed by Dumbledore. But I wonder if that's something that even could be used, because I don't really think that it's occlumency at all.
Are we going to use the famous line?
I think it's the Horcrux connection.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can Legilimens be used at such a distance without any kind of eye contact connection? I think this is purely Horcrux. I think that seeing the current actions and not only thoughts, but what is actually going on and being Voldemort himself, I don't think that occlumency would have helped him at all. I think that's like for something else. And this kind of connection, I think, is a singular thing. I don't think that it's happened at all in wizarding history. That's one of a somebody, kind. Right. That somebody is a Horcrux. I don't think occlumency could do anything for them at this point.
I think that tracks because I lost my train of thought.
That's cool. Yeah. Was it the Hogwarts Express?
Yes. It was a really good thought.
It's hot in this basement. I took
my sweatshirt off.
I'm sorry. Scoot over a little bit.
I will during the next recording.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I think it tracks because Voldemort, he didn't intend Harry to see this.
Absolutely
not.
And
he's like an excellent Legilimens. He can block out whatever he needs to. So he wouldn't just be like, oops, you know? Mm-hmm. So like it's got to be something deeper than
because that. Because basically Harry is spying on him.
Yes. Right.
And let's talk about that.
Really important intel.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So there's a plus to seeing through Voldemort's eyes and in his current life. And I completely agree with Harry because Harry's like, at least I know what he's doing, right? And even though what he is seeing is traumatizing for him hugely, at least he knows where he's at. What his plans are and what's going on. So the flashes into Voldemort's current help him so much through this book and his hunt for the Horcruxes, especially after they escape from Gringotts. And he sees that Voldemort officially knows that he's hunting them, and Voldemort thinking about the different hiding places of the Horcrux is plural, and him, Voldemort thinking about where they are. And that confirms Harry's suspicion of Hogwarts being a hiding place. Even though he doesn't know exactly what the item is, he knows where this location is. So Harry goes on to say, Hermione, I can't. You know I'm lousy at occlumency. I never got the hang of it. You never really tried, she said hotly. I don't get it, Harry. And I want to smack her for this. Do you like having this special connection or relationship or what? Whatever. She faltered under the look he gave her as he stood up. Like it, he said quietly. Would you like it? I know. I'm sorry, Harry. I didn't mean... I hate it. I hate the fact that he can get inside me, that I have to watch him when he's most dangerous. But I'm going to use it. Dumbledore, forget Dumbledore. This is my choice. Nobody else's. I want to know why he's after Gregorovitch. Who? He's a foreign wand maker, said Harry. He made Crumb's wand, and Crumb reckons he's brilliant. But according to you, said Ron, Voldemort's got Ollivander locked up somewhere. If he's already got a wand maker, what does he need another one for? That is the question. But I agree with Harry.
I do too.
I agree with him. As hard as it is to see all this, at least he's got eyes and he knows.
Yeah, I think that Hermione just has a hard time grasping the fact that it could be a good thing.
Well, she's a rule follower, right?
Yeah.
And she wants to follow the rules given by Dumbledore.
Correct.
And she thinks she's doing the right thing.
Right.
However,
she immediately regrets saying that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was bogus.
She just...
It was.
It was one of those moments where, like, you want to say something to get a rise out of the person. And
or it's just did. No filter.
I don't think she really believes that. I don't think she really thought that.
Well,
you do?
Well, sometimes in heat of moments, you say things that you don't necessarily mean.
Yeah.
I think she's frustrated by that, and she just said whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, do you like this or whatever? And then she's like, oh... When I actually think about what it is.
Right.
No, that's just silliness.
Well, she thinks that Harry just, like, doesn't want to try to give occlumency a chance. But, like, he really isn't good at it. And he has no chance.
Is she thinking that he doesn't want to do it because of Snape?
Probably. But he really has no chance against it. It's the Horcrux
connection. What was the rest of it? Something Boldy and Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Horcrux, Voldy and me.
Da, na, na, na.
Carrie getting it. I love it.
So cute.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
Okay. Sorry, I haven't been following along in the notes because my computer is far away from me.
You going to be able to read that?
Yeah, honestly.
Because I wouldn't be able to.
Zoom that in, baby.
Carrie's here as tech support. Photographer.
It's okay.
And official picture reader.
Oh, wow. Okay. Miss Good Eyes.
I have glasses on.
Well, I've got contacts in and I can't see that.
I'll have glasses on too and I'm like, what?
So this is Hermione, right? I'm trying to think where I am. Sorry. Is it Hermione or Harry saying that? Maybe he agrees with Crumb.
Harry says that.
Sorry, thanks. I just needed to like reorient my brain.
Yeah, yeah. Harry's talking as if Voldemort were thinking that.
Yes. So like maybe he agrees with Crumb that maybe he thinks Grigorovich is a better wand maker than Ollivander. Or he just thinks that Grigorovich can better explain what happened with Harry's wand. But Hermione looks skeptical and says that like he made that happen with his wand because... She just is really struggling grasping what Harry's trying to say when it comes to this connection that him and Voldemort have. She just can't, because it's never happened before, there's nothing in any books that says.
Yeah, there's no evidence to back this up.
Right. So, like, she's really struggling with believing it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for Harry in this moment because there's probably...
It's like talking to a brick wall.
It's in my top probably five of like annoyances where if someone's not hearing you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And no matter what you say or like it could even like they think it's funny and I'm like, I need you to listen to me.
Right.
Yeah. You're not. And it just, I get so mad so fast.
So Ron intervenes here and because she's like, I don't understand why you're not going, like, why you're not taking responsibility for what you did with your wand. And Harry is like, I didn't do it. And I know I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And Voldemort knows I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But she just is not hearing him. And Ron intervenes and is like, I think we need to just drop this.
You both need like, to shut it.
Let's drop it. Let's go over our plan for the ministry. Like, change of topic.
Yeah.
That was really good of Ron to do because we know that he's like, trying to be all like, you know, read his book on how to charm the ladies.
He's trying
to be really good with Hermione.
Pick sides.
Yeah.
Which actually ends up being really good for both Harry and Hermione.
I just like that he was like, nah, we should probably drop that. Honestly.
So they go back to the kitchen and Creature serves them stew and treacle tart. And they stay up very late going over their plan. Over and over again. So Harry is sleeping in Sirius's room now, and he laid in bed and looked at the photo of the Marauders, which is so sad. I wish he could take it off the wall and like keep it. Yeah. But I also understand why Sirius put it on the wall how he did.
Yeah. If only the iPhone was invented. Just snapped a picture of
right.
it. I mean, there's cameras. That's true.
Your face was like devastated.
You're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't be as good, man.
It's the 90s. Right. Kodak exists. You wouldn't have a disposable.
Polaroid.
Crank it.
So when he is laying down in bed, he is not thinking of the plan. And
an iPhone.
What?
Oh, she said an iPhone.
It's just easy because it's instant. He could look at it. He doesn't have to go get it developed anywhere.
You're not wrong. There is Polaroids.
Huh?
Polaroid.
There are Polaroids.
Yeah. So the plan does consist of Polyjuice potion, because these are like a couple of the things that like went through his brain, but then he just like stopped thinking about the plan. So it consists of Polyjuice potion, puking pastilles, navy blue robes. He is focused though on Grigorovich and how long he could hope to remain hidden while Voldemort sought him out, meaning Grigorovich. How long is Grigorovich going to be able to hide?
Not very long, Greggy.
Yeah. Gorgy?
Greggy.
I'm old Greg.
I'm old Greg.
Bayou Boo.
Bayou Boo.
By the way, speaking of Bayou Bill, the amount of times that Megan has yelled down my laundry chute and going woo to try to scare us in the basement was ridiculous.
You had to have been so loud for us to hear you.
I could not believe you guys didn't hear me more the first time
Tiffany
I tried.
Said she did. You over there because the laundry chute's over there.
I know, but I was being really
loud. If anyone wants to know what it sounded like, if you watch Finding Nemo when they're doing the shark bait initiation and they have little Jacques, the little crab going, woo! That was Meg.
Shark bait.
Ooh, ba-ba-doo.
One thing we love doing, taking ideas and making them real. That's what this podcast is, and we couldn't do this without a ton of help from amazing people. So when we started selling online, we found the perfect business partner. Yep, it's Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Shopify grows with your business no matter how far or how big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integrations and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business.
Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools.
And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers into buyers.
What we love about Shopify is how no matter how much you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take your business to the next level.
Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/swishandflick, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/swishandflick to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/swishandflick.
When you're shopping around for a wireless provider, don't you always think, what's the catch? Well, I heard for a limited time, all of Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. And I thought, what's the catch? But after I talked to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They don't have retail stores or salespeople, and instead they deliver premium phone plans directly to you. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and they're delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/swish. That's mintmobile.com/swish. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/swish. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So Creature promises them steak and kidney pie when they get back, which makes me sad because they don't get to eat it. Spoiler alert. They stand carefully on the step to avoid being seen by the Death Eaters that are there, and they disapparate. Hermione disapparates with Ron first and then comes back for Harry. And they are now in a tiny alleyway with a couple of large bins, a.k.a. garbage cans.
The Death Easter. City smell.
Did I put Easter?
I fixed Death it. Easter. I fixed it for you.
Thank you.
Remember deceased so, snackers?
Oh my god. Yeah, Death I dudes. Forgot about that.
Death
deceased snackers.
Oh god.
What a time to be alive.
I'm going to read a little quote from the book. This is Hermione. "Right then," said Hermione, checking her watch. "She ought to be here in about 5 minutes. When I've stunned her..." "Hermione, we know," said Ron sternly. "And I thought we were supposed to open the door before she got here." Hermione squealed. "I nearly forgot. Stand back." Girl is a little frazzled.
Just a bit.
Understandably.
When do you think she went to sleep? She's probably going over it again and, oh again, my and gosh. Again and again in her head.
Yeah. Truly. So the door opens with a bang, and then she pulls it back towards her to make it look like it's still closed. And now they waited. And it was actually only about a minute later that she appeared. It's a little earlier than planned.
Throwing it all off.
And Hermione stuns her, pulling her into the door. She takes some of her hair and puts it into a flask of polyjuice potion.
This poor woman.
Truly.
She's like, man, I don't want to go into the office today.
Well, you don't have to. We'll leave you in the alley.
You're gonna wake up half naked in some alleyway.
What?
Do they take? No, Hermione brings robes.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
I was picturing her in like her.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know. They hit her. At least she wasn't just like on the street.
In her underwear.
Yeah, in her bloomers.
In her it's bloomers. Like, are you thinking, do you have like paper dolls in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how
yeah.
paper dolls have like the yeah. tank top and like the
white tank top underneath.
The big old underpanties. Yeah.
The big poofy. Underwear shorts.
I love paper dolls. I had all the American Girl paper dolls.
Oh, I almost lost the champs.
Don't lose the champs.
Oh, okay. So she's not half naked. I forgot they packed clothes.
No, they're not inappropriate.
She's still going to wake up very disoriented.
Well, yeah, but at least she won't be nude.
Down a London alleyway. Not nude.
That's in London.
Okay. So Ron pulls out this woman's ID, discovers she's Mafalda Hopkirk.
Shout out to a book, whatever.
Three, right?
Trace.
No, two. Two.
Quattro. Yep.
Dose. Who is from the improper use of magic office. And he also finds the tokens that they need in order to get into the Ministry of Magic. And there are small little gold coins that say mom on them. Aw, cute. Why do you keep looking at me?
Because I want to see your face.
Oh, thanks.
Because you're talking.
So Hermione drinks the polyjuice potion, and it turned a pleasant heliotrope color. So I looked that up because I have no idea what that's supposed to look like.
Hold on. Can we guess?
Sure. Don't look at the notes. Heliotrope.
Yellow.
Okay.
It's a pink purple. I wrote it down.
Aw.
Sorry.
You're wrong, Meg. I'm sorry. It's not yellow.
It's not. What did you say? It's
a pinky. She wrote it down. She looked it up already.
No. Oh, yeah. I did.
I was going to say, did you know?
Not right now.
Impressive and awesome.
Yeah. Heliotrope is an everyday word.
It is. So it's a pink purple that is a representation of the color of a heliotrope flower. I made notes to send a picture of it in Discord, but that was when we were supposed to record this a while ago. So let me see if I can find this really quick. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie.
Amazing. It's pretty, though. Okay. So they close the door on the real Mafalda. Will the real Mafalda please stand up? Here he says they're running late. Mr. Magical Maintenance will be here any second. So that's their second victim, is someone from Magical Maintenance.
Victim.
Pseudo victim. So seconds later, Mr. Magical Maintenance appears, says hello to Hermione / Mafalda. And he's looking pretty sad and downcast when Hermione's like, well, how are you, like, making conversation? He says, not so good, actually. And he tries to explain more, but Hermione's on a plan, right? Like, she's not here to actually chit-chat. So she's like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear you're under the weather, which is, like, not what's actually going on in his life at all, which we'll find out later.
Right.
She talked firmly over the little wizard as he tried to expound upon his problems. It was essential to stop him from reaching the street. Here, have a sweet. Hey? Oh, no thanks. I insist, said Hermione aggressively, shaking the bag of pastels? Is that how you say that
They're
word?
They're hard candies. I looked that up.
Thank you. In his face. Looking rather alarmed, the little wizard took one. The effect was instantaneous. So he started vomiting so hard, he didn't even notice that Hermione ripped some of his hair out of his head.
Some puking, man.
Uh-huh. That's like an extra dose of those puking pastels.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, you should really take the rest of the day off. But he's insistent, as we'll find out later, why he's so insistent. Even though he can't even walk straight. And he's like, I must today, must go. And he's crawling on all fours towards the main street.
Mm.
She says, you simply can't go to work like this, cried Hermione. At last, he seemed to accept the truth of her words. Using a repulsed Hermione to claw his way back into a standing position. This is so gross.
I underlined it. It's amazing.
He turned on the spot and vanished, leaving nothing behind but the bag Ron had snatched from his hand as he went and some flying chunks of vomit.
Chunks of vomit.
Like Tiff on Forbidden Journey.
It was. That was some flying chunks of vomit, man. I wonder if that hit anybody below.
Ew.
What if it
on
did?
On Forbidden Journey?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Below?
There's nobody below.
No, you're linear.
It's just a track.
You're linear.
But what's below me?
A track.
Track.
And what? My feet are hanging down. How far does it go down?
Pretty far.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Well, does anybody walk down there?
I mean, not like normally, I don't think. Not like not while like it's work operating.
Clacking in. They don't go over there.
I want that to happen. Clacking in. Tiff puking in my face.
Can I go home? I miss you guys.
Can I go home? Yeah, go ahead. You're excused.
Oh.
That's nasty, ew, man. See? It's my dream. Did you just spill that?
No, I threw it because it's empty.
Why'd you throw
it? You could have asked Carrie. She's sitting right there.
She's so nice right there.
I'm sorry. I
Tech
forgot.
Support. Magic support. Anyways.
Flying puke.
Anyway, yeah. Flying chunks of vomit.
Barf.
Look at my blanket.
It's very cute. It is really cute, though. I like Hedwig on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you have a blanket on right now. I'm melting.
Yeah, I even took my sweatshirt off.
Anyway.
So Hermione's like, you know, this would have been a lot less of a mess if we had just stunned him. But they had decided before this that, like, a pile of unconscious bodies would have drawn more attention. And then she goes, keen on his job, though, isn't he? Wait till they find out. Like, he really needed to be there that
day. There's so many clues right here. For like a later, like for a reread, like I feel like it's intended, like
there's so much,
look at all of this leading up to who this person is.
Yeah.
Like reading this, I don't remember how I felt reading this the first time, but reading it now, it's like, geez, dude, like, why do you gotta get to work so bad taking the day off? But we know.
Nope. His wife.
Oh, thank you, Janine. I totally just expected that to have been Vinny that sent that gift because
yeah,
that's what happens.
Yeah.
So Ron takes the Polyjuice potion, transforms into him, and he comments, here's another clue, it's weird he wasn't wearing his navy blue robes today because, as we'll find out, the magical maintenance wears navy blue robes. So he, according to the label, amateur hour.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
First time?
First time. Oh, first time in this setup.
Yeah. We'll give you a pass.
It's okay.
That was me.
You called her?
No, it was Meg's phone connected because, like, our laptops are connected so that we can share files.
Easy.
Because for stuff, you know.
Married.
Marriage.
According to the label on the back, he's Reg Kettermole.
Did you look up Reg's name?
I did not.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah. Reginald means ruler's advisor, and Kettermole is Belgian, meaning four mills. What that has to do with this, I don't know.
Four mills? Like windmills?
M-I-L-L-S, I assume. Or watermills?
Okay.
I don't know.
Kettermole.
Maybe it was on one of the graves.
Maybe.
Could have been. Who's to say?
So Harry waits by himself for about 10 minutes with Ron and Hermione out finding their next victim. And they don't know who he is, but he went home with a bad nosebleed. So clearly he got another Fred and George special. And I think it's Hermione says, he's pretty tall. You'll need bigger robes. So she pulls out a set of old robes that Creature had laundered for them. And Harry went and took the potion and changed. And he ends up being more than 6 feet tall, which for Harry, dang, that's a lot taller, you know?
That's a lot more body to try to, like, maneuver.
I think it's in the next part, too. He kind of, like, stumbles around because, like, he just isn't used to this giant body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Flu powder, powder, powder.
Flu powder, powder, powder. Oh, yeah, no flu powder.
Nope, just toilet.
Just good powder. Old flushing.
Just, ew. What is it
like to be tall?
I don't know.
It's great.
Says the shortest of us all.
Your husband's pretty tall. There's that.
I saw this TikTok.
No, he doesn't
share
that information with me. I think it's secret. Secret stuff up there. Yeah. I don't know what happens in that atmosphere.
You know those videos of, like, me showing my cat things they've never seen before?
Yeah.
Well, it was a husband pair, and it was like you and Marty, like, yeah, that kind really? Of difference. It was like showing my husband things he's never seen.
I love it. So funny. I wonder what happens on the top of the fridge, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It would probably make me angry, though, I bet.
It's really dusty up there. Yeah, it's kind of gross. Mm. I can't even see it. I just know.
Yeah.
Okay, so he also has well-musculared arms.
Ooh,
hairy. Pump with that iron.
And playing that Quidditch.
Powerfully built.
None of this makes sense.
And has a beard.
Ooh, a beard?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they do that in the movie?
A beard, he's Marty.
He's Marty.
Harry turns into Marty.
Marty.
Is he upstairs like, what?
He's probably like, leave me alone.
And Ron very politely comments, blimey, that's scary.
Because he's probably taller than Ron.
True. Time to raid the ministry, friends. That's next episode.
Let's go. L-E-T-S-G-O.
Okay.
That was cute.
Thank you. It was a softball chant.
It with a British accent?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
For some reason today, I felt like squirrely. And so I looked at Alana and I was like, could I interest you in a ham sandwich?
What'd she say?
She goes, she just furrowed her eyebrows at me. It was ridiculous.
Oh, la, 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 la. Lightning bolt.
Marguerite. Quick answers. What comfort food from either Disney or Universal would you want Creature to make slash give you if you were upset?
Everything Newt's. In Ohana. Did you say chicken grease?
Ginger Newt's.
Peace and chicken grease to that. Get out of here, Tiffany. Door's over there.
A Le Cellier steak.
Really?
Or that's a jacket potato.
That's a comfort food.
Yeah, it sure is. A
$1,000 steak.
A shepherd's pie jacket potato.
Cheeseburger.
Toad in the hole.
Toad in the hole hurts my belly.
Sucks for you.
Toad in the hole.
Does it hurt when Joe comes out of your hole?
Yeah, it does.
Ow! I'm not used to this. I can't move.
You're like that SpongeBob gif.
I was thinking of Robin Williams when he was like, this is my impression of a hot dog.
What is that
what
from?
Is this Doubtfire?
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Also Mickey Premium Bar. Okay, move on.
Let's see. Katie K. Fast answers. Which of the trio are you most like slash react most like in this section?
What? I was looking at the hot dog.
Which one of the trios are you most like in this section?
Harry. In this section?
I'm probably Hermione.
I'm probably literally always Harry.
I guess Ron?
Look at that.
We got the trio.
We're perfect. Sam, what would you use magical maintenance for in your life?
Cleaning my home.
Yeah.
Doing my laundry.
Included laundry. Laundry's included in that.
Cleaning my home.
Yeah. Because dishes and laundry can...
Or remodeling the Swish layer.
Kick rocks.
Yeah, can kick rocks.
Sam, if Hermione has to randomly give you sweets on the street, what would you hopeful? Hold on.
Just getting sweets on the street.
What would you?
Street sweets.
Oh, I think she meant hope for. What would you hope for?
Street sweets. Flat shoes.
A sugar quill. Well.
What'd you say?
You would not.
A sugar quill.
That's bogus.
You would ask for
you would not ask for a sugar quill.
I was thinking Harry Potter candies.
Nah, that was not specified.
High chews, 100%. Or Sour Patch Watermelons.
Reese shapes.
Mm. All the shapes?
Any shape.
Trees.
Have you tried
pumpkins,
the new?
Pumpkins.
I haven't tried the metal. Have you tried the metal yet?
I didn't even know there was a metal.
Yeah, it's new for the Olympics.
I want it. Yeah.
It's in
Paris.
Oh. I'm with it and hip.
Yeah, they're happening at the end of July. Get with it. Yeah, all the Parisians are going to poop
what
in the Seine.
What did you say? I thought you said
why?
In the sun.
Because it's a protest.
They're cleaning the Seine, and the mayor and the president are going to
swim in it
to prove its cleanliness. So everyone is going to poop in it the day before.
Oh my God.
I
support these poops. Poop power.
Poop
power.
Nikki asks, what is the best part?
Wait, I didn't answer.
Oh.
What's your candy, baby?
I forgot. Kit Kats from Canada.
Oh.
Really?
My God, they're so good, Tiffany. Have you ever had one?
Yeah. Then what's wrong with you?
You know.
Rutz just got back from Canada, and he brought us Kit Kats. And
I'm having one of
those.
They
were so good. I want one when I get home.
Was he in the Canada?
I don't know. He likes to go there. Like, a lot.
Janine, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I had those.
Anybody who was at our Vancouver meetup, do you guys remember how much we spent at that store?
Oh, my.
Just buying Kit Kats and candy?
The chocolate's better.
The chocolate's better. An American Kit Kat can kick rocks.
It's so bad compared
to candy.
It can kick
rocks.
European chocolate is. It's so and Canadian good. Chocolate, man.
Okay, Nikki asks, what's the best part of the new lair?
The couch,
the pillows,
the cozy.
This
I would
pillow
like,
right
like
here.
Literally everything.
My butt's happy because it's not on a squeaky chair anymore.
Also, I was in like Sarah's old chair, and she broke it.
It was broken.
I don't know what she did to it, but it was broken.
It was wonky.
I think it was missing a screw to begin with.
Oh, that sounds about that. Right.
It's always been a little broken.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question.
You pulled a lot today.
They were all really good. Sarkar, what ministry department would you want to work in?
Games and sports. Whatever the beast one is, because I want to make things friendlier for magical beasts.
It's like saying you want to be a vet and then like not really think about what that means.
Yeah, that was my life stream, and then I realized how hard that would be.
This is all fiction, so you do what you want.
Okay.
I'd want to be an unspeakable, because I don't want to tell you fools what I do.
That tracks for you. Meg would be like, did something really cool at work today. Can't tell you. But then she'd be like, okay, put on the dome, but like, let me, don't tell anybody.
Because you can't keep it in.
Yeah, you can't.
We know.
Meg buys me like a birthday present 2 months in advance. She's like, I'm just going to give it to you. It's
I
really cute.
I kept a birthday card for Meg in secret from December to May.
That's hard. I don't know how you did that.
That's amazing that you even remembered where you put it, too.
Happy birthday.
I also want to let you know that I never keep cards, but I kept that one.
It's true.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. It was a Taylor Swift one.
Yep. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Discourse, Michigan Mike. Hermione can be a little blunt sometimes in the heat of a conversation. No malicious intent.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Okay, I'll allow
Meg, you're being.
I'm just going to get. Listen, the new plan is to purposefully get jinxed until December and then have you idiots hate yourselves later.
Yeah, I was the real winner.
You really were.
Chelsea says, Hermione also struggles with grasping something she can't concretely understand.
True, true.
True. Agreed.
True, true.
True, true.
Fan
Give me
story.
That fan story.
Like a yawn coming. Okay, ready?
Okay.
This is from Megan. I didn't put the date.
It's not spelled like Megan's Megan. Here. So she'll tell you it's wrong. But we still love you a lot, Megan. Yes. With the EA.
Megan.
Megan. Or Megan. Maybe
Megan.
It's Megan.
It's Megan. It no, might be Megan.
Megan's usually
it's Megan.
M-E-E-G-A-N.
Is Megan a name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
There was a Megan in my class in high school.
I never heard that name.
Really?
Yeah.
This is from Megan Megan. Hello, it's Swish Megan. And Flick. My name is Megan Megan.
Shut it's up. It doesn't Megan. Say that.
Or maybe Megan.
Oh, my God. If this is your story, I'm sorry.
The test calls me a Hufflepuff, but I call myself a Gryffindor.
Yeah, because it's great.
Parentheses. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah.
Because while I'm very loyal and hardworking, sometimes not so often these days, I value bravery and daring more. All right, fine. It is. That's fine. You be you. I'm not going to be mad. Blah. It's fine. You can still come over for snacks. My wand is maple wood with dragon heartstring core, 12 and a half inches and slightly yielding flexibility. My Patronus is a wild cat, which is very special to me because I am a proud member of my high school's wildcat marching band and wind ensemble.
Okay.
Nice.
And the band is my family as much as Potter is yours.
Did you go to the High School Musical school? Wildcats in the house.
Oh, my God. I was like, what is the connection? Thank you.
I've never seen
They were the Wildcats. You've never seen High School Musical?
No. Everything that I've seen of it makes me want to, like, things
Tiffany.
I shouldn't say.
We're going to have a High School Musical party.
I'd rather get slapped in the face.
I could do that too.
We're all in this together.
Something, 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 something. And the beginning of that one song that's like boom, ch- with the little squeaks of their basketball shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
You don't even know. Back to Megan. I play French horn, and I even introduced my director to Swish and Flick.
What up, director?
What up?
What up?
What up, Wildcat man? Or a woman, actually. I'm not sure.
Wildcat person.
Person!
Jinx, yummy coke.
Good. Good.
Oh, my Potter story starts when I was in third grade and read the first book. I fell in love with the series, as one does, and was reading the fifth book in fourth grade before I knew it. My mom made me wait to read the sixth book, and I was initially mad at her, but now I understand why, because there's no way I understood everything. It's been a while since reading the books, and I love rediscovering little details that I missed the first and second and third time. I am now a junior in high school and very much enjoy Swish and Flick. You ladies were also my first podcast. I discovered you near the beginning of quarantine. Before that, I had seen it in my recommended, but never tried it, thinking that I didn't have time. But then quarantine gave me plenty. Thank you, ladies, for a lovely podcast. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Megan. Aww. P.S. My favorite Swisher is Tiffany because she's a teacher.
I am honored. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and you left me a note. Mm-hmm. Duly noted.
Yep.
Duly noted.
Said to not say it out loud. Okay. My joke books now have a home. They live
in the lair.
So now Tiffany, well, I told Tiffany, now I don't have to worry about it. She's like, oh, so you're just going to do your job like the day of. Okay. So I can't win.
Carrie over there giggling.
Okay. What do I want to read from this page? Whoa. Why was Harry feeling down?
I don't know, Katie. Why?
He had a bad spell.
Oh, poor Harry.
That's sad. Way to break the mood, Jesus.
Do you want another one?
Yeah. Bring this up.
What looks like Hermione but hates Ron?
What?
Draco after he drinks some polyjuice potion.
What? Who wrote that?
I don't know. Brian Boone.
Thanks, Brian Boone.
Brian.
Brian. It's from Great Guffaws for Gryffindor.
Oh, man. Sounds that's in my book. Right.
It's in your book.
Dumb joke.
If you would like to follow your hosts on social media, myself and Katie are on the Instagram and the TikTok at the Petrus Family.
And the TikTok.
How old are you? 34.
Okay.
And Tiffany is on the Instagram at TiffSwish_flick. Yep. You got a bingo.
Bingo.
Katie T from Gryffindor.
Roar.
It's the first time she's won, too.
Remember when you didn't know it was Roar Gryffindor?
Yeah. What did I think it was?
Go Gryffindor. That's what I thought.
Go Gryffindor.
It's actually roar. There was a giant sign at the Gryffindor. Universal store. And it said roar. And we were like, what?
What?
Yeah. Only the real ones know.
What are the House Cup standings? Can somebody send them? Thank you. Ravenclaw is in first. Gryffindor is in second. Hufflepuff is in third. Slytherin is in... Let's not talk about it.
Can we play that sound effect?
Dead remember last.
Which one that was?
No.
Did you find it? I can't hear.
Is that just did it. Yeah, I played it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Wah, 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 wah.
For Slytherin.
What's this episode for?
This is for the new Swish Lair, the remodeled Swish Lair. That's what this is for. Okay. Well, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Chocolate, my boys. Megan, you're so cute.
Harry, why are you great?
Look how cute you are in this. You look how cute we are.
Pretty cute. Pretty cute.
Honey Hunt.
Oh, we have Honey Hunt in the freezer.
All right. Okay. Are we ready? Did you count? Did you do all that?
Yes, we're recording.
Okay.
We're doing all the things.
This is very special because our sponsor is in the Discord chat.
Who's it gonna be?
She sure is.
I know, but I can't say.
Okay. Here we go.
I know too, but I can't say too.
Shut your face.
Don't forget to be up on that thing.
I'm up on it, daggone it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money.